It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 2 Peter, we are teaching a series on the book of 2 Peter, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The second epistle of Peter, written by the Apostle Peter, one of the original 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. This particular epistle of 2 Peter was written approximately 60 AD to 65 AD from Babylon. The theme of 2 Peter consists of teachings against apostasy, which is defined as departing from the faith in the last days. Individuals that knew the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation, who chose to backslide continually, shipwrecked their faith, departed from the Lord, and went back into the world. Scripture teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that in the last days, many shall depart from the faith. Individuals cannot depart from the faith unless they were already in the faith. 2 Peter also teaches on Christian virtues, warnings against false teachers, and the day of the Lord. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, is the sister chapter of the book of Jude. And you'll find many similarities, and individuals should cross-reference the book of Jude and 2 Peter chapter 2 as they study. The book of 2 Peter chapter 2. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, part 2, verses 10 through 13, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not a railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. Here in verses 10 through 13, Peter is giving the marks of false teachers and their consequences. Verse 10 speaks of those that are led by the flesh, despise authority. Why? Because they want to be in charge. Why? Because they don't want to be told what to do, even from the Lord. And as a result, they are against all authority. Verse 11 gives an example of good angels that have the power to destroy Satan, and yet, because of their humility, speak and say, "The Lord rebuke thee." A direct contrast to verse 10, where individuals are presumptuous, self-willed, boastful, in contrast to verse 11 on the humility of a powerful angel. Jude verse 9 gives an example by stating Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. He did not bring a railing accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Michael, who was more powerful than the devil, chose to show humility and rebuke the devil in the name of the Lord. As the devil was contending and disputing and wanted the body of Moses, Michael the archangel rebuked the devil and supported God's plan to not give up the body of Moses, for the ministry of Moses was not yet complete, as evident by Moses being one of the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11. Verses 12 through 13 speaks of their boastfulness, speaks of their fleshly activity, speaks of them being sensual and carnal, totally opposite from those that are trusting in the Lord, loving the Lord, and walking in the Spirit. Jude verse 19 states, "These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." Verses 12 or 13 again echo this carnality, as they are like natural brute beasts. As a result, Peter is teaching that even though these false apostles talk a good game, preach a good game, speak a good game, their lifestyle is carnal, which gives evidence that they are not of the Lord. Verse 13 speaks of their hypocrisy, how they sport themselves in their feasts with them, which speaks of their hypocrisy. For in that day, individuals in the church had a church dinner and afterwards would have Holy Communion. Individuals should be partaking of the church feast and the Holy Communion as they're living righteously. These individuals had a carnal lifestyle, but still partook in the church feasts and the Holy Communion. Verses 14 through 17. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried up with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. Here in verse 14, another example of their corruption as they partake of those feasts with the church, church dinners, and Holy Communion, yet they have eyes full of adultery, looking and scoping at the landscape on who they can sleep with. As is done today at many church dinners, individuals are there sometimes with the right motive for sweet and holy fellowship, and some individuals there to see who they can beguile and take advantage of. Scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Back to 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 15 through 16 gives an example of an individual who went astray, living carnal, covetous, and greedy, by the name of Balaam. His story can be read in Numbers 22 through 24. He was a prophet of the Lord that started out doing the right thing, but then began to be covetous and caught up with money and sold out the children of Israel for greedy gain. Balaam was hired to curse the children of Israel. He could not curse the children of Israel. Therefore, he knew that God was a holy God and a just God. And instead of him trying to curse the children of Israel, he hired the women of the Moabites to seduce the children of Israel, caused them to commit fornication, and then God judged them as a result. This was the doctrine of Balaam and the way of Balaam, which is covetousness. Individuals today in the ministry doing the ministry for the wrong reasons, for greedy gain, filthy lucre, and to exercise the appetites and dictates of the flesh with those around them. Verse number 17 speaks how they are empty and have nothing to give. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 14 states, "Whoso boasts himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain." These individuals present as if they can offer the world, and yet they cannot. The expectation is high when they speak, yet they offer no words of life in Christ. Verses 18 through 19. "For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage." These individuals in verse 18 and 19, these false preachers, glory in human wisdom and offer much through their much words, but they themselves are in bondage to sin as a result of their lustful lifestyle and continual sinful choices. Individuals such as these offer liberty in Christ, but they themselves are in bondage. Scripture teaches, "Whoso committeth sin or practices sin is the servant or slave of sin." When the appetites of the flesh begin to come to the surface, an individual cannot help himself and is compelled to go and sin. Whether it's the sins of the flesh, whether it's drug and alcohol addiction, whether it's gambling, whether it's violence, whether it's cursing, individuals that are not redeemed, not regenerated, not born again, not saved, are not living by the Spirit, but they are living by the appetites and dictates of the flesh. And when the flesh says jump, they say how high, and they continue to sin over and over and over again, and take those around them also down that path of bondage. Verses 20 through 22. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to a wallowing in the mire." Here in verses 20 through 22, Peter is teaching on these apostates that at one point may have been delivered, entered into a backslidden state, and then gave themselves over to this particular corruptive lifestyle. Verse 20 speaks of individuals saved through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. This speaks of salvation. Verse 20 speaks of them going back again, being overcome, and speaking that it is worse the second, third, fourth, fifth time it continues to happen. This is because individuals know better and choose to go back. Individuals know better and are compelled, driven by the appetites and dictates of the flesh, and refuse to believe and trust and love the Lord, and instead give in to the flesh. Verse 21 speaks of them knowing better, being more accountable. Here we think about the American church. The American church that hears the gospel every Sunday. The American church that has access to radio ministry, television ministry, Bibles, devotionals, preaching and teaching throughout the week, and exposure to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And with that, many individuals choose to stop their ears, shrug their shoulder, and go back into the pollutions of the world. These individuals are more accountable. These individuals have a greater damnation because they know better and choose to go back into the pig pen. Verse 22 quotes Proverbs 26, verse 11, the dog going back to his own vomit again. Here a picture of how God has delivered them from alcoholism, and they go back and lick it up. Delivered from fornication, and they go back and lick it up. Delivered from lying, delivered from stealing, delivered from hatred, and they go back and lick it up. Delivered from all these sins of the flesh, from the bondage and pollutions of the world, and chooses, like a dog that vomits up its own vomit and licks it up again, these individuals go back over and over and over again. Individuals need to examine themselves, because there's great deception in sin. Oftentimes, individuals who are caught up in this particular lifestyle, giving themselves over to the appetites and dictates of the flesh, are unaware of its bondage because of the great deception that sin has. It is extraordinarily difficult to free a slave that loves their chains. Individuals love fornication and choose not to be delivered. Individuals love the bondage of greediness and covetousness and materialism and choose not to be delivered. These individuals, as the scripture teaches plainly in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, are not going to make it into the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said in the book of Luke chapter 9, verses 61 through 62, and another also said to Jesus Christ, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. Jesus saith, no man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ also taught in Luke chapter 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. As Lot was delivered from the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah, his wife looked back, longing to be back in Sodom and Gomorrah. Her feet were with Lot, but her heart was back in Sodom and Gomorrah, as evident by her eyes looking back against the word of the angel that warned her not to look back. And as a result, she was made a pillar of salt. There is nothing behind us but heartbreak and heartache, the sin of corruption, and the old lifestyle. We are to look forward to the Lord, loving the Lord, trusting the Lord, and enjoying a relationship of freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer. This prayer of rededication. This prayer of salvation. Please pray this prayer with me today. Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.